Now, also in the news this week, researchers at the University of Chicago have identified a potential biological mechanism that can link cancer with depression. And we're joined by Dr. Leah Peiter to tell us a bit about it. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. So do tell us, what is the evidence then that people who get cancer get depression? Because obviously that's a pretty traumatic diagnosis to receive. Are you saying then that people get depressed before they get their diagnosis of having cancer?
Well, basically what we know is that patients with cancer have a higher likelihood of also developing depression at some point in their disease progression. So whether that occurred before and is predisposing them to cancer or is due to the tumors themselves or, you know, other aspects of having the disease, we don't know. We were only studying right now whether the cancer itself can cause depression.
How could a tumor trigger depression? Because a tumor can occur anywhere in the body, therefore at a remote site in the brain. So how could it trigger changes in brain activity?
Sure. Well, what we hypothesized was that the tumors themselves can produce cytokines, which has been shown before.
These are inflammatory chemicals that drive the immune system.
Right, exactly. And there is also a pile of research on how cytokines can access the brain, specifically regions of the brain that are associated with depression and anxiety and emotional behaviors. And they can access the brain both humorally through the blood or neurally through the vagus nerve.
So what did you actually do to get to the bottom of how cancer might be able to do that?
So first of all, we're using an animal species, a rat, in order to isolate just the physiological impact of having a tumor from the psychological impact of having the disease. We induced tumors in rats and had controls and then looked at their depressive and anxiety-like behavior along with some physiological measures of the cytokines and the stress axis.
So you give rats a cancer. Can you show that when they get the cancer, they do develop a sort of depressive or anxious-like syndrome consistent with having or contemporaneously with having the tumor?
Exactly, yes. That's what we did. Basically, you use standard behavioral tests in these rats that have been used to develop pharmaceuticals like antidepressants. And you have control animals, and we measured these types of behaviors and made sure that they only developed following the presence of a tumor.
And once you'd confirmed that the rats do seem to get depressed when they get a cancer, how did you then find out what was going on to make them feel like that?
Well, we had two candidates. One were these cytokines that we have some information about associated with depression, and the other was via the hormone axis that regulates, you know, stress responses. And so we were able to measure cytokines in the tumors themselves, in the blood, as well as the brain in animals with and without tumors. And we also measured one of the stress hormones in response to a stressor and found that cytokines were increased in the brain if you had a tumor, and your hormone response to a stressor was dampened if you had a tumor relative to controls.
So the cancer is definitely inducing biochemical changes in the brain that might trigger depressive symptoms. We can treat depression, though. Why is it important to have identified this problem, and how can it help us to make people who have cancer have a better outcome?
Right. So I think one of the things we were keying in on is that a lot of chemotherapies are cytokine-based, and so if you're having a patient that is displaying depression along with a cancer, you might try to switch the chemotherapies. But it's also important because cancer patients that are depressed are less likely to stick to their medical program and are more likely to succumb to the disease. So not only treating the cancer, but also the depression is important for their well-being.
Thank you very much, Leah. Thank you for joining us. That was Dr. Leah Peiter, who is at the University of Chicago. She and her colleagues have published a paper in this week's edition of the journal PNAS, in which they explain how things like cancers can change the behaviour, and particularly to cause behaviours like depression, which, as she just explained, can have a major impact on how well someone does in terms of their therapy and their long-term prognosis. And speaking of references, you can also follow up on the references to all of the stories that we talk about here on The Naked Scientist via our website at thenakedscientist.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.